here at the 2020 GAC in wonderful Washington, D.C. And in the studio lounge is Mr. Doug Brown from NCR Digital Banking. Doug, how are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Excellent. The first, kind of the first day, first half day of the GAC. I think everyone's in the exhibit hall having a good time right now, I think.
A lot of energy, though, in there. I was in there earlier, so excited to be here.
Okay, I'm excited to have you here. So, good deal. All right, so we are talking why credit unions are uniquely positioned to be financial partners of choice for small businesses and the gig workers, the gig economy, as they're calling it, and how they can leverage data to more effectively engage with these rapidly growing segments. So give us a kind of lay of the land here. What's going on with why are credit unions so uniquely positioned to be financial partners here?
Well, you know, credit unions are naturally going to gravitate toward deepening the member experience. Mm-hmm. So this is just a new member type, if you will, when you begin to think about it.
Okay.
Seeing businesses and the emergence of the gig economy has really placed them strongly in the middle of all this. So first, it does. They really need to identify these segments and these members of what their needs are and some of the unique things. So getting to the data behind it is really important, so that they understand the needs, see the patterns and the trends, and once from there, that's what we're positioned to help them do, is really help deliver that experience when it comes in the form of money movement, business attributes, and other things is what we're seeing trend-wise.
So you mentioned data in there,
yes.
And it seems like you can't swing a cat these days without somebody that's dealing with data.
True.
Everything seems that seems to be the foundation of everything. So how is the data helping out here?
Two levels of data. First, it's being used to customize and deliver the member experience, especially with digital. So helping to render an experience that's meaningful and relevant through personalization, so leveraging that data in the experience itself.
Okay.
And then secondly, doing your homework on the back end, so to understand and see some of the unique needs of what these businesses and gig workers are doing, whether that comes in the form, again, of different transaction types. You see heavy movement of money, and so it's doing the homework to identify them and snuff out that's the ones we really need to go after and personalize and offer this new set of services and capabilities for.
Are credit unions doing this right now, or are very few doing this, or what's I don't want to say, I don't know if we can get into percentages here, but what's, or do more, obviously more need to do this, right? In order to kind of capture this market of small businesses?
So we're seeing a very healthy uptick across all the credit unions, yes. And I think they're doing it to address growth. And they're seeing a lot of the members naturally gravitating toward this. So it's a great opportunity to expand relationship and through profitable growth. It seems that these types of services too are the ones people are willing to pay for and using them. So it's a profitable segment. It's a growing segment.
Yeah.
And it's an emerging trend happening. You know, in the U.S. today, about 43% of the population is estimated to be working in the gig economy, part-time, 12% full-time. So that's that's a lot of members when you begin to think about it. And so I think the opportunity is really ripe for the credit unions to pick up on this.
So is this something that's kind of sprung up in the last year or so? Or is this something brand new for credit unions that they need to be aware of? Or
I think
what's the timing on this?
We've been seeing this for the past 3 years,
say.
And it's been gathering momentum as we go. So especially over the past 18 months, quite a noticeable uptick of the number of individuals and entities in the base for the credit unions. That coupled with a lot of activity where some credit unions now also beginning to fuse together with banks, and so getting that business through that measure. So it is really on the uptick, I would say, Mike, is what I'm saying.
Good to hear. To hear for sure. So what do you forecast for 2020 since we're almost done with the first quarter. Can you believe that? So what do you forecast for 2020 in this area?
Again,
obviously more interest, I would hope.
Absolutely. So going to see sustained growth and momentum for ourselves and the credit unions. I think there'll be an expansion too of people getting involved in new opportunity areas, so getting just beyond like Uber driving and those are the classic ones. So I think we'll expect to see more of that, and we just want to help credit unions identify and find these segments that are emerging, and then cater the experience that needs to be catered to deliver upon that brand commitment.
Okay, and last question, I want to give you guys a plug too. So where are you guys in this whole process? How are you helping credit unions get into this area as well?
So we at NCR, we offer a broad portfolio of capabilities, in particular around digital banking. We're hundreds of credit unions are our customers today, and many of them are active users of the business capability set. So we're helping to deliver on the digital promise, coupled with then allowing these businesses self-service capabilities in the form of ATMs and interactive tellers for after-hour service, because these small businesses really have a premium on time. So we have a whole end-to-end experience that we deliver as NCR and to the credit unions to be able to really service these segments well.
Right on. And where can they go to get that information? NCR.com?
You can find us at NCR.com.
Hey, easy enough.
Or Douglas.Brown at NCR.com.
Oh, that too.
That works.
That too. Thanks for throwing that in there, Doug. All right. Anything else? Any other final words of wisdom to wrap up here?
Just really looking forward to the show and some of the great excitement here. And hopefully we'll be talking more about business banking in the credit union space in the next couple days.
Yeah, I'm really interested in this topic. It's a really good topic for credit unions to kind of fill that need for sure.
Great. I appreciate it, Mark.
All right, Doug.
Thank you.
Well done, sir.
Cheers.
Good job. Keep up the good work there.